This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind live from Washington, D.C.? Countdown to the inauguration tomorrow. About the time the show wraps up tomorrow, everybody will be in place and a few minutes away from Donald Trump placing his hand on the family Bible and ultimately becoming the 45th president of the United States. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Need a better night's sleep? You can bank on it with MyPillow. Todd and I love it. And you know what? Most important thing to your health. I'll say that one more time. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. So one way to affect that, your pillow. You got a better pillow, you got a better night's sleep, you got better health. Works out great. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the best deal ever. 4 for $1, savings of $180. We're going to talk to some more North Dakotans that have made their way to Washington, D.C. for the inaugural, and one of those is our governor, Doc Burgum, who joins us now on What's on Your Mind. Doug, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning, and great that you're down here in D.C. as well.
So how many inaugurals for you? How many have you taken in?
This is my very first one. I'm excited to fun way to start, to be up on the platform. It's such a incredible thing, really, when you think about the whole planet. I mean, this peaceful transition of power, and our country's been able to do this 45 times. It's really, really remarkable. But, you know, it's fitting, for the best country in the world to be able to do something that lots of other people have never figured out how to do once, and we keep getting it done.
So as governor, where are you at in the festivities and everything that's happening?
Well, I think the key thing down here for the First Lady Catherine and I is really about, advancing the interests of everybody in North Dakota. I mean, that's our job and that's what we're down here doing. And so we've had meetings with, other people that are doing the same. Met with, Congressman Kramer yesterday, meeting with Senators Hovind and Heitkamp today. But, an inauguration like this draws leaders from around the country. And one of the groups that I'm really working to get dialed in with and learn from is other Republican governors. That's 33 Republican governors now in North Dakota, or in the United States, 33 in the United States, modern day record. Most of them are here. And so there are going to be some Republican Governors Association events, later today and tomorrow morning, that are just really invaluable to get time with these other business leaders who've been elected, who are driving change and reinventing government in their states. And some of them are doing it such a good job that it wakes me up and tells me, hey, we're going to have competition out there for jobs and capital, and we got to make sure that North Dakota gets moving even faster because these other states aren't standing still.
So the Republican Governors Association is just exactly what it sounds like, a association of Republican governors. But now with a Republican president, I would imagine a group that's re-energized. What's the top priorities for that group? What do you do as a group together to give you strength in numbers?
Well, I think one of the things that's, fitting this afternoon, we're having a meeting. There's going to be about 8 Republican governors there, Snyder, Kasich, Bevin from Kentucky, Ducey from Arizona, myself, and some others. And, we're being asked for our input from, Republican congressional leaders about, where to go next on Obamacare. Because we have to have an answer that's better. We can't just repeal. We got to put something better in place. I know we can do that, but how refreshing that governors are being asked. Governors are the ones that are on the ground. This is like a, huge chunk of our general fund budget back in North Dakota, as it is in every state, is the things related to, health and human services. And so, how refreshing that they're getting input from Republican governors. So I'm excited to, share some thoughts on that this afternoon.
The governor's, the president, rather's cabinet is still being, put in place, hearings being held on all of the nominations. So, some talk you might have 3 or 4 by the time tomorrow arrives, actually confirmed, and that's not uncommon to have votes literally, the morning of the inaugural. But, we know who most of these folks are going to be for sure. What kind of a goal do you have and a mission as far as each of the cabinet positions as it relates to North Dakota to get in front of them and start affecting some change?
Well, this is Scott, you've been talking about this when you, you know, because you've been talking about the importance of having a Republican administration, not just a Republican president. So you understand this. You've been talking about it all year. But, I mean, think about what it means for North Dakota, for agriculture, for energy, for education, for everything we're doing to have leaders, you know, that believe in free market principles, that have worked in the private sector, that have understand what job creation is about, that understand what about, you know, attracting capital and building the economy. And this is up and down across the board. I mean, you take a look at, you know, energy, you look at ag, you look at the Department of Interior. I was speaking earlier this week with Congressman Zinke from Montana, who will be the new, you know, head of Department of Interior, which controls the BA, the BLM, controls the Bureau of Indian Affairs. It's a, you know, a huge agency with huge impact on North Dakota. You know, and here's a guy, first Navy SEAL elected to Congress, Ryan Zinke from Montana, understands the issues that we're facing, and guy that believes in law and order. And I mean, they're, you know, and so again, across the thing, you know, Rick Perry and energy, we're going to have a wind at our back instead of wind in our face in terms of trying to build the economy in North Dakota. And that's just going to, it's going to be a sea change, starting tomorrow.
We've been asking our listeners what one thing they want to hear from the president in his inaugural address tomorrow, and also what for them will make America great again. So I want to ask you both. What are you listening for tomorrow? What do you want to hear from the president in the address?
Well, I think the thing that he's got to keep going with the themes that got him elected, you know, which is about empowering Americans, which means we've got to have, get regulation off of companies and individuals' backs. About, you know, liberty, personal freedom, people, individual responsibility, because that's the engine that's made our country different than any others, is, you know, the power of the, you know, power of individuals, you know, working within free market forces. But in addition to that, I know that, you know, a lot of people have got concerns, and a lot of people are, you know, singing the siren song that this is the end of the world, but we have to restore a belief that what made America great is what's going to work again. And that is, people just have to believe in free markets. There's such a belief that if everything's not regulated, every little inch of it's not controlled by the federal government, that somehow the world is going to end. And it's actually the other way around. So I'm hopeful that you know, he can get that message across. Some people, you know, are never going to want to hear it. And so some people are going to continue to protest for the next 4 years. But meanwhile, you know, we got to focus on the results, because, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, as they say. And I think when we can unleash the forces of innovation and entrepreneurship in America, we're going to be much more competitive as a country. And it's going to be an exciting next 4 years.
How about what most would make America great again for you? I mean, that's been the theme that has certainly propelled the Trump administration. Is there one thing that you think would make America great again that you're looking forward to?
Well, I think the whole thing for North Dakota, you know, when I decided to run last January and jump into this thing, I was prepared that we might be trying to, you know, rebuild our state's economy, diversify the economy, and do everything we're doing in the face of headwinds, you know, from EPA, from energy, from ag, you know, from the interior, all that. And, you know, now we've got tailwinds. And so, I mean, I sort of feel like I've already got what I was, you know, this is more than what anybody could have hoped for, because we're going to have the wind at our back instead of in our face. And that's just great news for everyone in North Dakota. So I, like, you know, sit back and, you know, get ready to go to work with all the wind that we got at our back.
And what do you anticipate in the way of early action? We talked earlier with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He said he anticipated that there could be action on undoing some of what the Obama administration had done related to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the Dakota Access Pipeline site as soon as next week. He thought it would come that quick, was not at all deterred by the court hearing yesterday. What's your take?
Well, there's two strong points of view on this, and I've talked to Congressman Zinke, who's going to be the next Secretary of Interior, earlier this week, and before that I talked to the outgoing Secretary of Interior, Sally Jewell, and those, you know, two very different viewpoints from the outgoing leader and the incoming one on what's going to happen. So at least what we have to do at state government, where we're responsible for, you know, law enforcement and public safety and life safety, is we got to keep focusing on whatever those outcomes. We got to be prepared for multiple outcomes, because we don't know. We can't be certain about what the what the government may or may not do relative to easements, but we have to be prepared for the action or reaction that may come from either that. And I know that our Morton County team, our State Highway Patrol, the other officers that we've got deployed from, you know, Parks and Rec and Fish and Game and everybody who's on guard or, you know, National Guardsmen who've been on call for 5 months, who've been out providing logistic and background support for this group. But, you know, we're at a team with scenario planning ready for whatever might happen next week, because we've got, citizens in Morton County, like the ones I met with last week, have got very, very legitimate and deep concerns about their own family safety, and public safety is what we have to do. And then we got this flood coming, and we've got, I'm really pleased that Chairman Archambault has continued and repeatedly asked the camp people to evacuate the camp that's in the flood grounds. And This is also something we've been, talking about is, we may have to get FEMA involved, because this is like
a lot to do.
Katrina, only we know what's coming.
Yeah, exactly right. Governor, thanks for the time. We'll be watching for you up on the podium along with the other governors, and enjoy the time. Our best to Catherine. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Governor Doug Burgum, more coming up from D.C.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway, June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, giving you a choice at the pump. And that 4-for-4 deal all day, every day is fantastic. Hot Stop Personal Pan Pizza. Then you've got two cookies Then you've got a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4, all day, every day. PetroServe USA. That's what I'm talking about. Great stuff right there. All right, couple of calls waiting here, and then we'll talk with some more North Dakotans that have come out for the big inaugural and find out some highlights and how they're all taking it in. So stay tuned for that. Robert in Bisbee is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to make an acknowledgement towards the fact we lost a sheriff deputy up in Rolla County last night. Just thoughts and prayers with family, and just hearing an acknowledgement was all. Thank you.
No, so I'm glad you called. It's been in the news, and we haven't had a chance to say something yet today, but probably should have, and I'm glad you did, because that's sad, certainly. I'm sure folks have heard about it by now, but there was a chase started on Devil's Lake, and it ended up with a Rolette County deputy being killed, the suspect also killed, and obviously lots to sort out on what exactly happened and how it happened, but we know this. There is the loss of life there, not only of the suspect, but also of the deputy. And thankfully, North Dakota is the kind of place where a law enforcement officer losing his life in the line of duty is rare. But nonetheless, sad when it happens for all of his fellow officers, law enforcement in general, the family, everybody else. So glad you called about that, Robert. Thank you. Brad in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Yes, hi. Thank you for putting me on. I would like to hear Mr. Trump say, I'm going to do exactly what I said I would do. And in closing, Mr. Obama, thank you for doing such a great job of destroying the Democratic Party.
hey.
Oh, my goodness. I got it out.
Yeah, any politician to say, you know, here's my speech. I'll do everything I said I'd do during the campaign. I'd want to, you know, give him a big bear hug. I love that. Yeah.
Andy, oh, man. I love you guys. I listen to your show every day, and I wish I was in Washington, D.C., and the sun is going to shine out. They shine right on Mr. Trump like a spotlight tomorrow, and I'm so happy that he made it there, and he's going to do it exactly what he said he would do.
Well, I'll let you know a little secret. You will soak in every moment a lot better from the comfort of home in front of a television screen than you ever will with all the hassles and everything else to get in and out of it. It is a pain in the rear. I have no other way to say it. But you are witnessing history, so there's something to see. But you'll get a better view from home. Trust me, okay, Brad?
I'm going to take off tomorrow and watch it and absorb it. And I have one regret in my life. I did not take off the day that Mr. Reagan's funeral was, and I regret that to this day. And I'm going to watch Trump get inaugurated because I think he will be maybe better than Reagan.
Good for you, Brad. Believe. Appreciate the call. Thanks. And by the way, you mentioned earlier your humorous line, a suggestion for Donald Trump. There are 1,000 less Democrats in positions of power since Barack Obama took office. That's no kidding.
I mean, I can't help but laugh at it. It's
no. Like I hear you.
The destruction of the Democratic Party before our very eyes. We're witnessing it.
You're right. You're exactly right. Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Brad. Thanks. We want to find out how North Dakotans are taking all of this in, and we have the national committeeman for North Dakota, Shane Gettle, on our newsmaker line. And Shane, by the way, is from Stanley. And so we also have Danita Bai. Danita is from Stanley. And recently, you know, decided to leave that tax-infested state of Minnesota and come to the great state of North Dakota, return to, you know, near her home where she grew up. So I thought, what better a flavor than the Stanley, North Dakota flavor on the inaugural that we can get from these two. So, Shane, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott.
Danita, how are you?
I'm doing great also. I'm ecstatic to be here in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Why are you ecstatic? Explain that.
Well, so coming from Minnesota and North Dakota, the hope of the Midwest is that we have strong, vibrant economies. So as I've been listening to the show, I sent a quick note out to the millennials that I know, because that's where I focus much of my business. And it gives so much hope. I asked them, if you were on the air, what would you say? And one said, Trump should be, no, he, she said, It would be great if the USA became a desirable place for businesses to stay versus moving headquarters and outsourcing outside the USA. That creates more jobs and an overall more stable economy. That's one of our millennials speaking. And I think that's what part of what Trump needs to do today is to speak to the millennials and to talk about making America great again from an economic perspective. And that's one of the things they're looking for.
I love it. Shane, how about you? What's tops on your mind today? What size contingent have you got here from North Dakota as the national committee man? There's a lot of folks that are taking this in from North Dakota, right?
They are, yes. Sandy Beeler, who's the national committee woman, and I co-chaired an event here for North Dakotans. We're calling it the North Dakota Inaugural Reception. And, Scott, we've got over 200 people RSVP'd for this that are traveling into Washington, D.C. And, of course, both Congressman Kramer and Senator Hoeven have staff who work on their staff that are coming over for this event. It's a great place for North Dakotans to connect. And, you know, while many of us are celebrating Trump's victory and the kinds of folks that he's appointing to cabinet positions, there's something even better and even greater to celebrate, and that's this peaceful transition of power. And no matter what you think about Trump, it's that peaceful transition of power that we celebrate. I mean, we've got, you know, the President of the United States, leader of the free world, commander-in-chief of the largest military in the world, that, you know, really in history, and those reins are being handed over peacefully tomorrow, and we get to be eyewitnesses to it. And I think that's just an awesome thing to take in.
Yeah, it really is. Good point. And I think we tend to take it for granted what we're witnessing and how we're seeing it. So you two have got me ecstatic. Now. You've got me ecstatic now, Danita. So you know, I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I mean, it's hard not to be. It really is. It's just such a historic, wonderful time. And I'm with you on those millennials too. The more and more they're engaged in the process, and more importantly, the end game, where they want to go, and rolling up their sleeves and being a part of it is the only way we're going to get to, you know, keep this country great, right?
Absolutely. We have 37% of millennials voted for Trump based on the current economic conditions. And so we start to give them hope and a vision for the future. And it's strong trending.
That's great. Well, you guys, thank you for joining us. Appreciate the flavor. And any rough estimate on how many North Dakotans are here, Shane?
Well, like I said, we've heard from 200 of them. I know there's far more than that. But we'll be connecting with them later this afternoon. Our event is late this afternoon, and I think it's going to be fun to see North Dakotans come here and toast and celebrate about the direction our country's taking.
Yeah, it really is. And folks are up at the congressional offices, Congressman Kramer's office, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, as well as this event that is going on this afternoon, North Dakota Reception, so a lot happened. Thank you both. Danita Bai, Shane Gettle on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks. East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
And what's your corn going to grow on? What are all your plants going to grow on? What are your crops going to grow on? Farmers seem to be concerned on growing a crop. Take away all your carbon dioxide. We'll have nothing but a barren planet. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Jeff. I've had about a gutful at the children in the media. Y'all bitched and howled when Obama got elected, and now the other side, the left, is doing the same thing that this thing is elected. You're wasting the public's time. Get to work.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Obama's going to take a vacation to California when he gets out of office, and he gets to fly there by means of the presidential jet. I don't think that's right that his taxpayers got to pay for that. He's not president. He's nobody when he leaves that office, but a plain citizen. Thank you.
Well, I think that's the tradition. The last act is to deliver the president wherever he wants to go. Well, this president, big surprise, is going to be living where? Washington, D.C. Yeah. This guy's a, look, he's a community organizer. That's what he's been from day one. So once he's been president, which really was a new platform to be community organizer, you think he's going to leave the platform? Of course not. Of course not. Not to mention, you know, he wouldn't want to go off the radar and have the spotlight, be out of the spotlight. No way, no how, no chance. Not going to do that. It's going nowhere. Be right here. But anyway, so he's going on a vacation, I guess, and so the plane will take him there. Then he's done. But then he's coming back here anyway. But I don't begrudge, you know, the standard protocol, right? So George W. Bush was taken to Texas. He wasn't president anymore, but he still was taken to Texas. You know, I think that tradition isn't that. Although, you know, Obama could have refused it. You know, hey, I've done enough on the taxpayer dime. What could I spend on vacations for crying out loud? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Question of the day, what do you want to hear from President Trump at his inaugural address? What will make America great again for you? You can answer that. Last chance to weigh in on the program or anything else on your mind. That's why we call it What's on Your Mind. Terry and Regent wanted to talk about something a previous caller brought up. Remind us what the other caller brought up that you want to chat about, Terry.
Good morning, Scott. He was talking about one of the legislators in North Dakota, Donnie Shively, put a law or a bill up for saying that all land in North Dakota should be posted for hunting and or trespassing. And if you want to hunt on that land, you need to just get a plot book and find out who the landowner is and do your homework. I think that's an awesome idea because as a farmer in Southwest North Dakota, I've had no hunting signs run over, tore up, thrown off into the grass. And be frankly honest, people just don't care and they're going to hunt anyway. So it'd be nice to have everything posted.
He was talking about, I thought, some new, he might have misunderstood what the legislation would do, but something where, you know, no hunter can hunt without talking to the farmer.
That was basically the same thing, yep.
Yeah. And you're saying, if they do the research and know what's plots land, they don't need necessarily talk to the hunter, right?
All you have to do is get a atlas book and figure out who owns the land and call them up. Do your homework.
Yeah, call them. In my mind, the easiest way to solve that is talk to one another.
Yeah. South Dakota's had this law forever, and they don't have a problem with it. And all of a sudden, there's a few groups in Fargo that are crying because, oh, now they're going to have to do their homework because they can't hunt wherever they want. Well, I'm sorry. I'm fed up with people not following the law, and if it keeps protesters off private land and off my land without permission, that's what I want.
Well, that seems to make some sense there, my man. And by the way, I did offer that caller to have us dig into that a little bit, so happy to have Don Shibley on and talk a little bit about it, and I appreciate your sharing
your
opinion.
Have a good day, Scott, and enjoy yourself, and thank God Trump is president.
Yes, a new day in America. Isn't it wonderful? It's going to be fabulous. You know, it's funny talking to people. You like Doug Burgum, there's no way he could pick one thing that he's excited about. You know, that he's most focused on, because he's saying cabinet positions, every one of them have impact, right? You know, Obamacare, we get our say on it. Congressman Kramer, same way. Dave and Ouellette, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, I wanted to bring something up about this shootout between the cops and the Scrode up here by Rolette last night.
Okay.
We have a habit of these midnight riders coming around, and apparently this guy was chased from the Devil's Lake area, but I'm just extrapolating, but it seems obvious he was running for the res. Once they get across that line in the reservation cops and the BIA don't cooperate with out-of-area law enforcement. It's a real problem, and that they protect these criminals, even as I or some of my neighbors have chased them down and then been stopped by the res cops and not let to recover stuff that was stolen, even though we can see it. Maybe Trump can do something about it and get the BIA off their butts to cooperate with local law enforcement so stuff like this doesn't happen. Because if they knew they weren't protected, maybe they wouldn't come around at 2 in the morning trying to steal stuff from our farms. Thanks.
All right, Dave. Appreciate that call. Mark in South Dakota. One more call before our next guest to talk about being in Washington, D.C. for the big inaugural. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, there's two things I want Trump to continue to stand up for, and that's bilateral trade agreements that put America's interests first, and I want him to stand up against the climate fraud, the global warming fraud. I think the whole notion of free trade and climate fraud, the two greatest crimes perpetrated against our nation in history, because these multinational, multilateral agreements in regards to trade have nothing to do with freedom. It's all about taking away the sovereignty of the U.S. and the U.S.'s ability to put its own interests first.
Yeah, good points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, and I hope you hear it tomorrow for sure. 800-228-0550. Just press 1 if you want to leave a message. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump tomorrow? What will make America great again? Mark, thanks for your contribution. Welcome others as well. Ben Koppelman is here. Ben is a state representative from West Fargo. Took a break from the legislative session to join the festivities in Washington, D.C. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you.
What are you most excited about for the inaugural and all the festivities?
Well, I'll tell you, it's the first time I've been here for an inaugural, so I don't know if I know what to expect all the time, but I'm looking forward to it and taking advice from anybody who's willing to give it to me as to what to check out while I'm here. But for the sake of our nation, I'm most excited that the reign of Obama is over, and that we can look forward to a brighter day and once again be that shining city on the hill.
Now, are you using your status as a very important delegate for Donald Trump to get a little better viewpoint tomorrow at the ceremony?
You know, I don't know about all that. I applied for tickets like everybody else that requested them to come as part of the North Dakota delegation here, or unofficial delegation, I guess. And certainly, if anybody asks or if I get the opportunity to bring it up, I don't mind telling the story. And you know, John Trandum and I have fun with it every time we talk about it. So,
and John is here as well, right?
He will be. He's still, his flight hasn't landed yet, I don't believe, but he'll be joining us here in a couple of hours. So we just happen to have different, fly on different airlines, so we came in at different times. But yeah, we're staying at the same hotel and going to quite a few of the same events. So I expect to see a lot of him and his lovely wife, Lydia.
So John and Ben, you may remember this story, were the delegates that, ultimately put Donald Trump over the number needed to be the Republican nominee. And that actually happened around the time that Donald Trump was in North Dakota. So that was, you're a part of history.
Well, and I don't know if you ever heard about, John and I were on the Fox and Friends morning show after this happened, and it was really early our time, for earlier time zone, and they come on ahead of the interview and kind of tell you we are on a Skype channel, and they kind of say, okay, here's what we're going to ask, here's what we want you to talk about, so on and so forth. We get all done with the interview on live TV, and I had kind of prepared a little shenanigan on John and had some T-shirts made, and so we get all done with the interview, and I just say, well, there's one more thing. And you could just hear this very uncomfortable, almost worried pause on the other end of the line. And I came up with this T-shirt that said, North Dakota, helping make America great again, delegates 1236 and 1237. So it was kind of a fun time. And at some point or another, we expect that we'll probably get those T-shirts signed by President Trump. So.
There you go. Break those T-shirts out so everybody knows. Our big question, Ben, for our audience today has been, what do you want to hear tomorrow? So you're going to be there along with John Tranum and the delegation from North Dakota. And then what will make America great again for you?
Well, for North Dakota as a state, I think we need President Trump to roll back the regulations that have to do with energy. I think that's one of the things that affect North Dakotans the most, at least on maybe a macro scale, because it affects our budget, it affects our economy. But on a more micro scale, I think we need to deal with the Affordable Care Act and, in my opinion, deal away with this. I'm kind of tired of the government telling me what I do and don't have to do when it comes to my health care and my health insurance. And I look forward to those two things. But I think, like you had said a few minutes ago on the air, in talking with Governor Burgum's comments, I don't know if there's just one thing that I'm excited about. Those might be two of the most exciting things, but I think some of the biggest excitement and the biggest achievements are probably things that we're not even putting our finger on, because we've had such an assault in the last 8 years of our liberties in this country. It's hard to pinpoint, the one thing that Obama did to take our liberties away. And as he starts to roll those things back and set us in a new direction, I think we'll be very thankful in the aftermath of that he's got good people around him that he's appointed.
For sure. That's great. Well, Ben, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. Enjoy the festivities.
Check in again if you like. Thanks, guys.
All right. You bet. Ben Koppelman from West Fargo with an update on taking in the inaugural. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache, of course, your home for Apache sprayers, and also the ET Ag Center. They've got that. They've got a lot of ag shows coming up that they'll be at, so hope to see it at all of those. As a matter of fact, great time to kind of see the folks and get a chance to chat with them at the Ag Expo and the International Crop Expo and the International Sugar Beet Institute show, which is coming up in March. HighPlainsApache.com, new and used, and more information on the ET Ag Center as well. Or stop and see them. They're on East Side Court, which is right by Bonanza in Mandan, and Exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com, home of that ET Ag Center. Not only Apache sprayer parts, every kind of ag application part you can imagine, but every brand. Highplainsapache.com, or stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're in Washington, D.C. today. Countdown to the inaugural.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
What's on your mind, Carson Wentz? We found out. It's a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And an Olhausen pool table and patio furniture and all kinds of great things. Game tables from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz is a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And today, you get a chance to find out firsthand from Carson just how much he loves his Hot Spring Spa. Let's chat with him.
Now, it's a good thing when you take a few hits in a game that you get to slip into a Hot Spring Spa after the tough game. How's that been?
It's been awesome. The spa that I got, I was actually telling my brother, the Jets are as powerful as I've ever felt in a spa. It's pretty cool to be able to sit in there and, you know, the day after the game and just kind of help my body recover. I mean, it's been really good for that.
Tell us about how you picked Hot Spring Spas. I think you visited one of their showrooms. How'd the visit go?
Yeah, it went really well. You know, I got a chance to meet Vince and Ben. You know, I could just tell they knew a lot about their products and they cared about what I was interested in. And overall, just a really positive experience. And I went away there feeling very confident to shop there again.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Do what Carson Wentz did. Come on in. Talk to the good folks at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They'll answer every question. Make sure you have the knowledge you need to make the right decision on what to buy. You'll find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot on 83. It's Broadway, just south of Ryan Chevrolet. In front of Kmart at Grand Forks on South Washington. In front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. And next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Kevin Piper and his team from Piper's are going to be at the KMOT Ag Expo January 26th and 27th for a free Midwest land seminar. So you can learn about farmland values, trends, cash rents in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, and other states as well. So I take that in. They do a lot of those. They'll be at the Rugby Ag Expo coming up on Friday, February 3rd. K-Fire Agri International, which will be the 15th of February, so we can take that in. What else? Aberdeen, I guess, on the 22nd, so a number of those coming up in the coming days. Even a few later in February and early March in California and Arizona.
You're
going to
be at the Cape Radio Agri International, right?
I am, yes. We're always looking. We've done pie there before. We'll see. We'll have to come up with some other surprises.
Yeah, that was good. We got to try topping that one.
Yeah, top pie. I don't know.
15th.
Yeah, exactly. Pipers.com, by the way, is the website to find out more. And a couple auctions coming up here. January 31st, that's Tuesday, a couple weeks away, the Carrington, North Dakota, about 472 acres, excellent cropland just northwest of Carrington, offered in three parcels. There's Dickey County, 160 acres of farmland coming up, great investment with some good rental history. That'll be the 1st of February and a few others as well. You can find it at pipers.com or just give them a call. They'll send you a catalog, 877-700-4099, 877-700-4099. What do you want to hear from President Trump in his inaugural address? What will make America great again for you? A flag on every corner, says one of our listeners. Another then says, isn't it sad to see how few flags are flying in our communities? See, Donald Trump could make it happen. He can just say, let's make America great again by remembering the flag that represents the greatest country on the face of the earth. Could happen. David says, put people back to work in full-time jobs. Control immigration. Health insurance reform. Bring manufacturing back to the U.S. Kevin said, hey, that's a good list. I'd add some sort of work program for able-bodied welfare recipients. Brent says, I hope he stays above the fray and refrains from political rhetoric. We really need a positive, uniting moment. Don't stoop to the absent Democrats level. Dan wants him to say Hillary's going to prison. Bill says, our nation returning to our roots based on the God of the Bible with Trump. Doors for greater religious freedom have already opened. Righteousness exhales a nation. All right. Shane says term limits, balanced budget amendment. Greg says, will we hear Trump's own words or someone else is writing his speech? Well, it sounds like he's actually writing it. They made a point to show him actually writing longhand on a pad, just like Ronald Reagan did. But it's not uncommon for elected leaders to have people help with their speeches, Greg. Trust me, Barack Obama didn't write a lot of them. Gary says, one nation under God. Karen says, we start building the wall tomorrow. Don says, let's go to work. And Carissa says, make Russia great again. I don't think Carissa's on Trump team. Anyway, interesting. Been fascinating conversation here from all of you and also hearing from lots of North Dakotans that have made their way to Washington, D.C. One of those is the chair of the Republican Party in North Dakota. Senator Kelly Armstrong from Dickinson is here. Hello, Kelly. How's it going? I'm not hearing Kelly. Manny? Can Kelly hear me here? We got a little technical glitch there with Senator Armstrong. I'm looking at it, but I'll send that to you right now. So a little technical glitch in our end. We haven't called him yet, and I'm introducing him, for crying out loud. I'm just assuming everybody's following the same sheet of music that I am, but that's not always wise. There you go. So, right, Todd?
Hey, you know, things happen. Sometimes you drop off, and then I got to jump in not having heard the conversation because I was listening to calls that came in. So,
yeah,
real live radio, we don't script any of this stuff, folks.
Exactly right. Here's a texter. I want to hear Trump talk about bringing coal back. And coal jobs. All right. There you go. That'd be a good one. It was an important part of the campaign. Another texter from Trump. Get the noose of the government off the necks of we the people. All right. More of them. Senator Kelly Armstrong is here now. Chair of the Republican Party. Senator from Dickinson. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. So what do you want to hear tomorrow from President Trump?
Just more of the same, man. Let's get this country going on the right track.
Does it feel good right now?
It does. It's exciting, you know, especially, you know, North Dakota commodity-based economy. I mean, his cabinet picks are great for the oil industry. They're great for the coal industry. Now we got a new ag commissioner. That pick's a great pick for the ag industry. It's a fun time to be a Republican.
So describe what it's like being chairman of the Republican Party while a Republican president gets inaugurated. What do you set the scene for us?
Well, 2 minutes before I got on the radio with you guys, we just elected Ronna Romney McDaniel as the first woman chair of the RNC. So that was a fantastic thing. We're in the middle of our
are meeting right now, our formal meeting, and they're electing new officers. And just the buzz around so fantastic, you know. A lot of people have been brutalized and beat down over the last 8 years, and we're just really excited to move forward with a Republican president.
Sounds good. Well, tomorrow is the big day, and a lot of North Dakotans here. And like Kelly, obviously doing some work with the Republican National Committee, everybody gathering and coming together. And because Reince Priebus is the chief of staff now for Donald Trump, you need a new chairperson. So that's great news. Yep. You heard it here first. Just happened, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. Have a great time.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. Kelly Armstrong, Senator from Dickinson, chair of the North Dakota Republican Party. One more texter. I want to see a law that requires the Pledge of Allegiance to be said to come into the country, including one nation under God. Keep those suggestions coming. All right, tomorrow, back on the street, literally, to bring you moment-by-moment coverage of the inaugural live right here. Don't go away.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. If you tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About a $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires. 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.